Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is
Worcester.
The Underground.
Good evening. I'm Chuck Octagon, and this is a special Halloween news update from the Underground. I'm currently standing mere feet away from an abandoned market basket in Boston's West End, which up until last week was scheduled to be demolished in preparation for new condominium construction. That is, until something sinister transpired. Reportedly, the survey crew checking on the structural integrity of the building has mysteriously disappeared, and plans to begin construction have been put on hold until a further investigation can take place. Nobody has seen or heard from the crew in over 2 weeks. Some local residents believe this building is haunted and is best left undisturbed. I'm here tonight to get to the bottom of these allegations and discuss it with the neighborhood people themselves. Excuse me. Hey, sorry. Do you ever shop at this market basket?
No.
Because it was haunted?
Haunted? It's a grocery store, and it's closed. How am I supposed to shop at a closed grocery store?
I meant when it was open.
Huh?
Did you shop there when it was open?
Oh, I get it. You think I'm one of those type of fellas.
I beg your pardon?
Not interested. Not for me. Not my thing. Next question.
That's really the only question I have.
What the hell kind of interview is this?
Well, it's about the building, but if you don't have an opinion about it...
Then... Oh, I got opinions about it. It's an eyesore. Tear it down and make condos out of it is what they should do.
That's what they are doing.
Well, if you know so much about it, what the hell are you asking me for?
I mean, thank you, sir.
Sure, weirdo. Good luck getting to the bottom of something you already know.
Excuse me? Hi. Would you be willing to share your thoughts on the building behind me?
The market basket? It's sad to see it close. While they need to improve big time on their environmental practices, they reportedly treated their employees very well in terms of compensation and even provided stock options.
Did you shop there often?
Oh, no. I'm a garden girl myself. Besides, I don't really live around here. I'm just visiting a friend. When did it close?
About a year ago. They're going to demolish it for condos.
Affordable housing?
Only for some. The smallest units were slated to cost $3,000 a month.
Well, that just smells like rotten eggs to me. I don't eat eggs personally, and I try to stay away from them, but I've heard when they go rotten, they smell especially foul.
Take it from me. This is true.
You know, I'm not really a violent person, but when I hear about situations like this, it really makes me wish I was some sort of powerful being who could harness my energy for good at the expense of the greedy exploiters who take advantage of the working class for capital they don't need and do not earn.
Thank you for your thoughts.
Anytime. Now, time to live up to my name.
Which is?
Oh, 23 Skidoo. It's old-fashioned slang for peacing out. Toot sweet. Bye.
You there. Hi, excuse me. Can you tell me your thoughts on... Yes, I can tell you all about that market basket. You look incredibly familiar. And if I may say so, incredibly handsome. You may say so. You look incredibly familiar and handsome. Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Oh, you can call me O.C.
O.C. Okay, O.C. Tell me about the market basket.
I'd rather show you. Follow me. Inside.
How can you get inside?
easy. It's where I'm from.
You live inside?
I didn't say live. I said from. But I have my ways in and out. Mostly out these days. Coming?
Listeners, we're going around the side of the building, and this mysterious figure is leading us through a door in the back that's meant for deliveries. Apparently, he has a key. Tell me, OC, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I sell trinkets here and there, items of luck and good fortune. And I read fortunes occasionally, too.
You're a fortune teller?
Like I said before, I prefer to show, not tell. And it's not always fortune I show, but it frequently is the future. The two don't always intertwine, sadly.
What's in my future, then?
A journey, perhaps. You won't go far. But also, you will. Now, the dry goods aisle, near the canned beans.
Are you coming with me?
As I said before, I'm mostly out these days. But I think you'll find something resembling an answer to your investigation there.
Listeners, the lights are off, but there's a soft glow illuminating my way. It must be some kind of emergency lighting, or it could be equipment left over from the missing team. I plan to investigate no matter what and get to the bottom of my. Listeners, there's a slight, what looks like a blue tear right through the middle of the dry goods aisle between the cans of baked beans and the cans of brown bread. Huh. There's still food on the aisle, which is quite strange. It's the only one fully stocked. The light, it's so peaceful, inviting, calming. I'm going to... Wait, it's moving towards me. Wait!
Gasp! It's Spy. Grab him.
Oh, dear. Where did he even come from? He just appeared.
At ease, Em. It's just another trick from the Queen.
You're a dipshit.
I beg your pardon, sir. Just because we caught you red-handed, an obvious agent of the wretched Rail Queen... doesn't give you the allowance to hurl immature schoolboy nicknames at me.
And you're Emily Bespin. How did I get here? How do you two know each other?
Bespin? My name is Emily Paletti.
That's my wife you're speaking to, you scoundrel spy. And I'll have you not forget it, or your face will taste pillow feathers.
We are 3 minutes to downtown crossing.
Please, there's been some mistake. I don't recognize... Is this Red Line?
Of course it is. What's the matter with you? You sneak on this train like some filthy rat spy and expect us to believe you are some kind of phantom? No.
Tell us your plans, stranger, or we'll feed you to the pillows.
Pillows? What? Why do you all have beards?
You ask way too many questions you should have the answer to. The pillows might be too good for you. I think it might be a good idea to toss you off from the rear car, make you eat sparking tracks.
Oh, goodness, the thought of it! I can't bear it!
Please, I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're saying. I'm a news reporter, or I was, for 7 News Boston, and then I quit and joined this other organization called The Underground. Clunky name, I know, but it wasn't me. It was the other guy with the money, Michael Tate. He was all
Gasp!
Like...
What did you say?
Tate? Michael Tate?
And you work with this Tate?
No.
A liar and traitor. Written all over Weasel Face. A servant of Rail Queen.
Easy, Yelena. Tell me, stranger, if you're a reporter from Boston, how did you end up here?
Here? Where am I?
You honestly expect me to believe you don't know?
I mean, it's clearly the Red Line, but it's all different. The seats are all gone, there's boxes of supplies and... pillows everywhere. This isn't the Red Line I know, but the Red Line I knew was in Boston.
Boston is gone, my friend. Long gone. Been gone for over a decade. The victim of the First Rail War. You, sir, are in Worcester.
No. That's impossible. Worcester doesn't have a transit system.
Of course it does, you buffoon. Boston was a city without trains. Especially now that it is just smoking ruin covered in pillow feathers.
What's with all this
Pillow talk.
Gasp! Oh no! It's her! I can't stand to listen!
Attention, transit heathens and traitors of the rails. This is your queen speaking.
Is that, 23 skin...
Don't say her name.
I applaud your separatist attempts, feeble as they might be. You've actually given me something exciting to look forward to, namely extinguishing your pitiful, quote, resistance, end quote, in one clean swoop. You're approaching Park Street, and also you're paling doom. I know what you're up to. There's a traitor in your midst, a filthy subway rat who whispers in their ears. You'll never know who, but it won't matter soon because you're about to face a mouthful of feathers. I have the foolish spies who dared to walk within my midst as hostages. If you want to get them, you'll have to fight both my Green Line and Orange Line armies at Park Street. And given how many of you I know there are, you won't stand a chance in hottest hell. So say your prayers and prepare to beg for mercy. But know this, your queen is not merciful. Your life is my name. Time for you all to 23 Skidoo.
This has been a message from your male queen. Separatists, prepare to meet your doom.
Hold up, you blabbering fool. Who allowed you to use the microphone?
But...
but it's still cool, though, huh? Okay.
Clearly we know, traitor.
But I haven't been here long enough to...
Oh, it doesn't matter now. We're all doomed.
He's not the traitor. I'm the one who told her where we were going.
What?
Boss, how could you?
We're not going to Park Street, but I told the Rail Queen we were. We're stopping in Downtown Crossing, and we're going to sneak past Park Street in the process, right to where she's keeping the hostages.
Wait, so... this has the same stops as the Red Line in Boston? Are you sure we're not in Boston? Are we, like, by the Atlantic Ocean?
Of course we are.
I see. And Boston was slightly west of here?
Why do you insist on asking idiotic, obvious questions?
The portal. I must have... Tell me something. These hostages she's referring to, who are they?
Strangers like yourself. They showed up out of nowhere wearing construction gear, hard hats, and the like. We thought they were spies, but got caught up in the battle with the Rail Queen's armies, led by that monster pillow smasher Tate.
They took them hostage before we could ask them questions.
Construction gear, huh? I think I know what's happening. I'm in a mirror universe. Cool. But no matter. It's going to sound absolutely bonkers, and we do not have the time. Why do you fight with pillows?
What else would you fight with?
Well, where I'm from... we fight with anything from, like, fists to, like, swords to guns to...
Gasp!
Where you come from sounds like a purely barbaric place, friend.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Listen to me. I want to help you. I'm not afraid of getting hit with pillows. Quite the opposite, in fact. It sounds, well, kind of nice, to be honest.
He's insane, person.
So put me in the front and let me take the brunt of the attacks. And we'll plow through and rescue those hostages... but then you need to help me go home. I think we need to bring the train back in the other direction. Towards... where did we come from?
Braintree.
Back towards Braintree. With me and whichever hostages we can bring back. Do we have a deal?
I don't completely trust you, stranger. And I don't think you completely understand what you're signing up for with this pillow assault. But if you're willing to take the brunt of this impending brutal barrage, you have more courage than I've seen from anyone in a long time. Suit up. We're approaching Downtown Crossing.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, I guess I'm ready.
You're wearing light armor?
Trust me, I know how to handle myself in a pillow fight.
Very well. Stick to the shadows when we exit the train. Move quickly but quietly. It's straight down, to the left, up the stairs, and around the long corridor. Eventually, we will be seen, but the longer we go undetected, the better our chance of returning in one piece.
Are you sure you're okay being out in front?
Mrs. Paletti, I was born for this.
Yelena, Emily, on me! Go ahead, stranger. What's your name, anyway?
I'm Chuck Octagon.
Shh! You fool.
There goes the element of surprise! Everyone, behind Chuck!
Prepare yourselves for feathery hell!
Where are we going?
Trust me, I know these tunnels like the back of my hand.
Boss?
Gerald!
Andy?
You slimy rebel rat. Eat feathers.
Andy, you also have a beard. It's kind of hot.
Who the hell do you think you're talking to, you dirty, filthy transit traitor?
My husband? The man I love?
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't love anyone.
Yes, you do. Somewhere, sometime, you love me. And I really love you, too.
We have hostages. Back to train.
Help me drag Gerald back to the train.
Go! Go!
Bye, Andy. I hope to see you soon.
This is confusing.
So we fought back, with all of them behind me. I took the brunt of the pillow barrage, just like I said I would. I mean, I was fine. They were just pillows. I actually did get a few bruises, but mostly it was kind of fun. And then we fought our way back to the train, kicked it in reverse towards Braintree, and the portal opened back up, and me and the survey crew just kind of went back through, into the market basket. And I said goodbye to the bearded, straight pillow people, and I was back in the store.
Huh. So, did they ever end up building those condos?
Andy.
What?
That's not the point.
I know. It's just unfortunate if you did this heroic thing, saving people, only so that crazy-ass expensive condos could get built as a result. But no matter what, it sounds like some dream.
It wasn't a dream.
What?
It wasn't. I swear it wasn't.
I think you might be hanging out with those underground folks a bit too much. What? Are you seriously mad at me?
I need you to believe me.
Okay, I believe you.
Really?
Yes, and I'm proud of you. For being so brave. For doing something good. For fighting for something. Besides, nobody dreams about Westa. Not even in their worst nightmares.
Greater Boston, Worser Worcester, is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Andreessen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. Did you like this Mirror Universe spinoff? If so, let us know. We're toying with the idea of making more in a Patreon-exclusive series. Feel free to join our Patreon at patreon.com/greaterboston. We're still on hiatus, but we're working on bringing you more Greater Boston goodies, hopefully by next year. This episode featured Jeff Andreessen as Chuck Octagon and O.C., Josh Rubino as Bobby, Julia Schifini as 23 Skidoo, Sam Musher as Emily Paletti, Tanya Milojevic as Yelena, James Capobianco as Gerald Paletti, James Oliva as Michael Tate, and Mark Harmon as Andy Wood. Haunting Tune and Music Box by Dirk Tiede. On Questions of Discipline and the Naivete of Flowers by Lloyd Rogers. Transcripts available at GreaterBostonShow.com.
You won't go far, but also, you will. Now.
Are you doing like a George Takei voice? Like...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I can't believe that actually came across.
You know, it's reading. Okay. Don't expect me to do that when I read these lines.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. if you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.